So Imuna Prabhu came to India with Srila Prabhupada, or about the same time as Srila Prabhupada did, in 1970, in the fall. And a few months after she arrived, a young man arrived named John, who was a photographer. And perhaps of all of us who are physically present here today, John has known, his name is now Yadubara Prabhu, he has known Jamuna longer than any one of us. So we'd like to ask him to please come forward and speak some words in glorification of Jamuna Prabhu.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane, Namaste Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavati, Praskatare Satarane, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Siyadvaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Panchakalpa Taribhyascha, Kripasandavi Evacha, Patitanang Parvinibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. So thank you all for undergoing the austerity of these last few days in anticipation for this wonderful event. The Lord has kindly given us a beautiful day. We were wondering what their weather would be like, but it's quite wonderful. And it's appropriate. Yamuna Devi, so much has been said in the last hour, I'm not sure where to start. To me, it's complete already. But I'll try to add a few more things in glorification. I first came to Surat in December 1970, and I was with Srila Prabhupada in his party for some months. And there were several individuals who impressed me on that party, and one was Yamuna Devi, another was Guru Das, her husband, and also Dinanath Prabhu. I was quite an outsider. I had mustache, long hair, karmi clothes, and remained like that for quite some months. I was very stubborn in coming to Krishna consciousness. It took me a long time. And that didn't seem to faze these three devotees. They actually befriended me and encouraged me in everything I did. I remember one time I cooked some rice and tomato with some salt in an aluminum pot and offered it to the devotees. And Yamuna Devi just praised that preparation. I was just awestruck. And then she would look at me and she would say, Prabhupada has given you so much time. You are so fortunate. And when she would do that, you really could appreciate her depth of understanding of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And I could understand my lack of it, actually. But I could really appreciate Prabhupada through her. I remember Bob Cohen Prabhu, who asked Srila Prabhupada questions during the first Mayapur Festival, 1972. And that book, that later became a book, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. And he was also struck by Yamuna Devi. She would also tell him that you were so fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada's association. And it had a profound effect on him as it did with me. And again, many remembrances came from listening to the three devotees who have spoken already. And I remember many, many, many times hearing through the door where Yamuna and Guru Das were staying, their room, and they would be discussing how to please Prabhupada. That would be their sole objective, and you know, much plan making would be going on in that room, how to please His divine grace. And also she was very, very serious and very, very lighthearted. She could be very, very funny. So many instances are we've seen over the years, especially in Sharanagati. And at the same time, she had a very deep understanding of the miseries of material life. And she would joke about these miserable material bodies, how they're giving us so much difficulty. And we spent time in our travels, in our DVD series, Yamuna Devi had some very wonderful comments to make, especially on arriving for the first time in the Holy Dham in Mathura. They were on their way to Amritsar, and wherever they would stop on the train, they would jump off the train, all the devotees, and have Harinam Sankirtan. And this would attract many, many persons, of course. But Yamuna Devi remembered that time, especially because it was the first time in the Holy Dham. She said they were in ecstasy, they were in a trance of ecstasy, experienced for the first time the Holy Dham of Vrindavan. Then in her upcoming book, Dinatarani, Devi mentioned that there was one time that Yamuna tricked me, that she took me, that 1 month that we spent in Vrindavan before there was a temple, and certain devotees would be visiting the Holy Dham, including Yamuna Devi and Gurudas Prabhu. So she took me to a Murtiwala, and she showed me the deities that she wanted to purchase and worship. So afterwards she said, she looked at me deeply in the eyes, and she said, "Can you make a donation to purchase these deities?" So I could not refuse. We really couldn't refuse a request from Yamuna Devi. She was so she was so enchanting and captivating. And also she never wanted to be in the forefront. That was very much evident. In our last years in Sharanagati, she spent, I believe, 13 or 14 years as our next door neighbor. It would be very, very difficult. We would have Saturday or Friday night kirtans at our house, and she would often come, and it would be very difficult to get her to lead kirtan. We would ask her and she would say, no, let someone else lead. So that was her nature, to be very unassuming and not at the forefront. And she had no attraction for material name or fame. And so many stories have been already expressed in that regard. And she appreciated Krishna's energies. She really loved natural surroundings. The story goes when she actually first visited Sharanagati, she drove into the valley and she had the realization that Krishna's holy name resides here. So that was a big impetus for her deciding to move to Sharanagati. And I remember many Bhagavatam classes we'd have at her house, and she was always extremely interested in others' realizations and thoughts. And she would be thrilled to hear of the realizations, especially from the young devotees. And she would just praise that realization. And it was so wonderful to see that, especially with the youth. And of course, she gave a huge amount of her time and energy to the youth in her last years, and shared with them what she had learned from Srila Prabhupada in a very deep way. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Yamuna Devi ki jai.